Hello everybody on Audio Boo, happy St. Paddy's Day weekend. I'm dropping in to do a guitar tutorial of sorts. Now I only have the 10 minute account, so I'm going to fly through this pretty quickly. I don't know if I'll get it into one, but I'll try my best to get it into 10 minutes. And I decided to pick, with the weekend that's in it, an Irish song. And I thought I'd pick something that absolutely everybody knows. So I'm going to show you Falling Slowly by The Swell Season / The Frames. So, I'm going to assume that you know the chord shapes, so I'm not going to go through them, but just quickly to say what the chords are, the chorus chords are C, F, A minor, and F. Now, there is one chord I'm going to show you that Glenn Hansard uses a lot. Now, I'm doing all this by ear, so they may not be exactly note for note right, but this is what I think he's doing. He uses this chord quite a lot in loads of songs. It's sort of a mix between an F and a C chord. So to play it, you put your third finger on the third fret of the fifth string, or the A string. You put your little finger on the string directly under that, on the third fret of the D string. You keep the G string open. You put your first finger on the first fret of the B string. And you keep the E string open. So it's C, F, G, C, E. And if you listen to any of the frames, that chord should ring a bell with you. You can also put your second finger onto the second fret of the G string. So that's a shape that Glenn plays a lot. Now, I don't really know the name of it, but it's kind of an F chord of sorts. Okay, so quickly, let's get into this. So the finger picking pattern for the verse part of Falling Slowly, it starts with the C chord. So you're going to pluck the 5th string 3rd fret and the 1st fret of the B string together. Then you're going to hit an open G. Then you're going to put your little finger on your left hand on the 3rd fret of the B string. And open G again. Then you're going to pluck the open E string and open G, and you're going to keep your little finger where it is on the third fret of the B and pluck that again and open G again. So to go through that slowly, it's then you're going to go to the F chord, the little F chord. And you're going to play the 3rd fret of the D string and the 1st fret of the B string together. And then the next note I hit there, that's the 2nd fret of the G string. Then you add your little finger to the 3rd fret of the B string. Back to the 2nd fret of the G string. Then you're going to go 1st fret on the E string, 2nd fret on G, and E string open. That was a bit loud, sorry. And then 2nd fret on G again. So to recap that, it's sorry. So the full lot is that sort of weird little chord I showed you earlier. So that is, I'm plucking the 3rd fret on the D and the 1st fret on the B string together, and the open G. And I'm just over and back on the, between the B string and G string there. And the way he plays that, he doesn't play it at the same volume. He doesn't go like, sort of builds up on it, so he kind of goes, sorry, I'm just speeding through, he kind of goes like this, okay, how we fix for time, we're probably running out of time, oh not bad, 5 minutes, then the next part, we're going to go A minor, and we're going to pluck the open A and the 2nd fret on the G string together. Then the second fret on D by itself. Then you're going to hit the open E string by itself. High E string. So, recap. And then after that, you can pluck the G string again, or the second fret on the D string, whichever. It's kind of a passing note, just quietly. Then the next chord you're going to go to is a G, but not full G. I just put my second finger on the third fret on the E string, on the top E string, and you're going to fret the third fret of the B string with your third finger, and you're going to have your first finger ready on the first fret. So you're going to fret the E string on third and B string on third together. Then as soon as you do that, you're going to lift your third finger off the B string and go first fret B, then open B. So I know that sounds a bit complicated. When I play it, you'll hear what I mean. It goes, so third, first, open. So far it's, then you're going to go to F chord. So you're just picking the D string and the B string and G. So D and B together, and then G by itself. Then you go back to the same G chord again. But before you do that, you hit the open E, and then you go back to what I'd done before. Then back to your A minor. Then the funny F chord I showed you earlier. Build up on that. It's a bit late at night, so I don't want to hit the guitar too loud. And then your chorus is C, F, A minor, and F. And that's nearly the whole song. I'm sorry now if I rushed through that, but I only have 10 minutes just to play it all again for you. Pre-chorus. So that's Falling Slowly in a nutshell. I know I've really sped through that, but I just wanted to put up something and hopefully you enjoyed that. And that's pretty much all the song. There might be one or two little bits I haven't put in. At the end, he kind of goes off. But it's basically that funny F chord that I showed you earlier. And also adding your thumb over the top onto the first fret of the E string, which is pretty hard to do. Okay. Probably out of time really, so thanks for listening. I might do more of these, and if I have a longer account, I can take more time. But thanks for listening. 1 minute 18 seconds. God, that was actually quite a flyer. Might not publish this, but depends how rushed it is. Thanks for listening, and we will talk again soon. Happy Paddy's Day weekend, everybody.